Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Week 4 podcast. Firstly, I'd like to again thank everybody involved in the Year 8 parent evening on Monday night. I thought it was a real success. The number of parents that rolled up and listened to the information that Amy presented, along with some of the other staff, was excellent. The informal approach that everyone took in introducing themselves really added to the night, and the fact that there were a range of parents that signed up to Sector Engage and were involved in the parent tour, I thought it was a real positive. So thank you for the those involved in the preparation, running and cleanup of that event. Well worth the effort. Wednesday night was the AGM for the School Governing Council. This ran very smoothly, and I appreciate all of the staff involved in, again, preparing reports for that and also attending the event. It was also good to have the principal student leaders for this year attend that as well. It was disappointing to have very few community members and parents involved in the night. There were a couple of apologies, but generally we are really struggling to engage parents in their attendance or participation in the Governing Council. It's something that we do need to think about. I'd really like you to talk to your representatives, Tanya Booker and Mel McGowan, with regard to how we can encourage more families to be involved. One of the major topics was the school canteen. It did lose money in 2018, and the viability of the canteen does need to be questioned during this year in preparation for 2020. It really is a case of students not using the canteen like they used to in the past, and it is the really great catering that Julie does that is keeping the doors open. And again, some ideas around how we can keep the canteen viable to Mel and Tanya would be wonderful. The third thing I want to highlight is the real success of the SRC and House Captain Assembly on Friday morning. That was a really positive event, and I thank you, everybody involved, again, in the preparation and running of that event. Thank you, Clive, for emceeing the occasion. I thought the principal student leaders spoke very well, and that the SRC and house captains really did look professional in their school uniform, and their behaviour and the way they conducted themselves was fantastic. Parents who did come said that they had a really positive feel about the school. I am concerned around some student behaviour that were in the audience, and that's something that we need to continually work on, and those year level assemblies will certainly reiterate the word respect and how you behave in those formal settings, and hopefully we can get that right over time. Moving on to this week, leaders are involved in crucial conversations training on Tuesday and Wednesday. Hopefully they are all organised. If you are not organised, then you're going to need to see Joe as soon as possible. Ian Taylor, who is the state representative of the Clontarf Foundation, will be with us during the week as well. He'll be meeting with Matthew Stokes, our local rep, around the continued rollout of that program. I'm looking forward to seeing Ian to find out a little bit more about how the transition of this new academy is progressing. It'd be fair to say we are on track from a facilities point of view. That looks like there will be delivery during the next school holidays, and so we'll have an active cohort of young men involved in the academy from that point. I appreciate Matthew has made himself available to both staff and students, and he'll continue to do that. Please make sure you catch up with Ian if that's something that you need to do, and say hello to him as he's walking through the corridor. I'd like to wish all of you a really great week. It's already week 4. Time is flying. And to finish off like we normally do, what is the difference between stabbing a man and killing a hog? One is assaulting with intent to kill. The other is killing with intent to salt. Have a lovely week, everybody.